Today on Seculo, it's official. Election Interference 2.0. President Trump will go on trial on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. As you know, President Trump facing four different legal actions all across the country, two in state district courts, two in federal courts. We already knew from Jack Smith, he wanted one of the trials in D.C. to begin on January 2nd. That's 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. But it gets even more wild when you get into what the judge would like to see in Washington, D.C., for that trial involving the January 6th ongoing. And what date did she happen to set? Well, she said, you know, we're looking at the calendar. What date should we look at? How about a March 4th trial date? And guess what March 5th is? Super Tuesday, the day where usually a candidate is chosen, or at least the field widows down to about two or three people. So it is one of the most important days in the political nominating process, and she wants the trial to begin the day before.
So if they're trying to make this look like it's not election interference, they're getting an F, including the judge here. Because the reality is, as you just said, the president, assuming this is, remember, you're talking about the primaries at this point. This is who is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. So right now, he's the presumptive. I don't know if it's fair to say presumptive nominee, but he's out front the most. He's going to be campaigning. So the judge, why not pick April 22nd? Why did it have to be the day before Super Tuesday? I want you to think about this when we talk about election interference. Yep. The day before Super Tuesday is the day that is picked by this judge to start the January 6th trial. It's to me, it's incredible.
Yeah, I want to take your calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I don't think there's anything more blatant. I think all of these legal attacks are election interference. But by her saying we're going to do this the day before, not just the beginning of the campaign like Jack Smith wants to do 2 weeks before the Iowa caucus, we're going to do it the day before Super Tuesday in March, which at a minimum whittles down the field to two or three people. That's what it does. And sometimes it whittles the field entirely down to one. So, the idea that they aren't playing politics with the legal system, we talk about the two-tiered system of justice. We talked about politics infiltrating and infecting the judiciary and the Department of Justice. This is the true example of that. The infection is spreading.
It's unreal. Is our Facebook down? I'm sorry. I believe it is. So we need for our friends on Facebook, you've moved over to another. It's back up now. If not, go to Rumble or over to YouTube. We're having some problems on our Facebook feed. Folks, I want your reaction to this, because as we talk about election interference, my goodness, what can be more interfering than the day before the biggest primary races, you're going to start your federal trial. And you couldn't do that April 25th or May 16th or whatever the date might be. No, you have to do it the day of. We're going to take your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. Jack Smith's office also meeting with Biden's office. We're going to talk about that irregularity, to say the least. And it just shows you the nature and scope of what we've got right now that we're dealing with on so many different levels as this trial progresses. But let me tell you where we are. We are days away, literally. Our Life and Liberty drive is over with. The deadline's in 3 days. So we can't fight these issues you care about without your support. All donations that you make are doubled. Please give today to keep us in the fight. Most important 4 days of the campaign right now. How do your donations work? They will directly help us today defend Israel. As Biden refuses to defend Israel from jihadi attacks, we could be the last line of defense. We're battling Biden. We're also battling these terrorist sympathizers. In fact, we're in support in federal court on that this very week. You will also support our fight for religious liberty. Your gift will be doubled. So we encourage you, again, this is the final 4 days, most important 4 days of this campaign. Go to aclj.org. Your donations are crucial. That's aclj.org for the Life and Liberty Drive.
out of D.C.
Yeah, so this is the January 6th
speech case,
grand jury. This what we call the speech case, and that is now set for trial on March 4th, the day before Super Tuesday primaries. It's mind numbing that this could possibly be why they thought this would possibly be appropriate.
I mean, this is the executive branch working with the judicial branch on
election interference
with the election because.
But if you say that and you'd go to court, they'll indict you for, you know, violating an election.
Questioning their decisions now becomes
right.
Illegal. But I mean, again, these are not dumb people. They look at the calendar. They know exactly what they were doing when she set this as the date. It's anything they can do, and I still think they're wrong on this strategy, but anything they can do to somehow put Donald Trump back in the news as on trial, as he treat him some kind of criminal, that is going to help Joe Biden get reelected. So it's pretty sad when federal judges, who are supposed to be immune from politics, insert themselves directly into the political process to the point where they are setting the day, literally, it's the day before the biggest moment in the primary. It is when everybody starts paying attention, Dad, about who the nominee will be.
Usually that's when people start dropping out. I mean, they literally could have picked any date. She could have picked April. She could have picked May, June, but no, March 4th.
It could have been a week later. Still would have been pretty close. There's going to be a lot of nominating contests, but not Super Tuesday level. I mean, Super Tuesday is the day the field is whittled down. And sometimes it's the day that the nominee becomes the presumptive nominee. So a huge moment for Donald Trump. Like if he was keeping the numbers he's at now, by Super Tuesday, there might only be one or two people left to even continue on fighting him in a race. Usually that's what happens. And the media starts to ignore those other people because they realize they're just doing it to raise money and to be a thorn in the side of the presumptive nominee. I really do think that this campaign is probably over. The primary is over by Super Tuesday. And they're trying to have an effect
a six-week trial, which was what this will be. Yeah. I mean, you need to be thinking about this. And you think, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but did anybody look at the calendar and say, maybe that's not the... I'm sure they did. That's the problem. But, okay. And we'll go to this in the next segment. But at the same time, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. But then you got Jack Smith's office meeting with the White House counsel. Now, if Donald Trump would have had that happen, people would have been calling foul. We're going to get into that. What does that mean? Because that's not the way it's supposed to work out. And it was about the indictments. So we'll let you know about this. It was after they said we have nothing to do with it. They're not communicating with us. Of course, none of that was true. So you've got a trial date set for the day before the Super Tuesday, and you got the White House counsel meeting with Jack Smith's office. So there's no coordination between the White House and Jack Smith's office, obviously. They're just talking two or three, four times.
Yeah, I mean, this is interesting, too. Do we have the sound from Jonathan Turley? Or is that just a statement? I can read the statement if we need to read it.
Well, tell us,
please.
Do we
have the sound? Or not?
Someone tell.
The statement. Okay, so Jonathan Turley said, Judge Chutkan has set a trial date of March 4th. However, that's only 20 days before Trump is scheduled to be tried in New York. So it's a daisy chaining of trial presents unnecessary and unfair challenges to the defense team. So again, how much coordination is going on between, we're going to get into that in a moment.
Between a lot more than you think.
The state DAs, the federal prosecutors,
a lot more than you think.
And the White House.
A lot more than you think. And that is becoming clear now because information got out this weekend that Jack Smith's office was meeting with the White House. And by the way, if Jack Smith had a question about, for instance, executive privilege, because that is within Article 2, you send the memo. No, you don't even do that. You send the memo to the Deputy Attorney General. That's how the statute reads. And the Deputy Attorney General could then discuss it with the White House.
Right.
Totally appropriate.
Right.
Not Jack Smith's office. Not the special counsel. He's not an independent counsel, so there can be communications, but it's supposed to go to the DAG. All right, let's go ahead and take phone calls. 1-800-684-3110.
Hey, Jerry's calling in from Missouri online, too. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, my question is, my name is Jerry McGee from Ozark, Missouri, and my question is, couldn't Trump get a change of venue and thereby, you know, get a different trial date?
No, not going to happen. Not for a couple of reasons. Number one, to be honest, you can't just move venue because you don't like the venue the acts were allegedly took place there. I mean, they may try it. I don't think it'll be successful. I do think they can move that trial date. I think they can file a motion for reconsideration with the judge saying you need to realize, if you did, maybe you didn't realize, but that's the day before Super Tuesday, and my client is running to be the Republican nominee for president.
Yeah, you want to take some more phone calls? 1-800-684-3132, because I think this is one people... I get asked a lot when I do interviews as well, is, you know, when do the appeals start? Tessa in Missouri Online 4. Hey, Tessa.
Hi. You may have already just covered this. My question is, what's next in this dogfight for the Trump group? I don't get this.
Well, I mean,
I don't get how they get away with it.
Well, what's next is you got, I mean, they're also in court right now in Georgia, fighting over whether the Georgia RICO case stays in the state court system or goes over to federal court. Some of the defendants have moved. Donald Trump has not moved yet, but other defendants have moved, including Mark Meadows, to move the case over to the federal system. That decision, I expect, Jordan, by, you know, tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts in this right now. I mean, here's the problem with all. First of all, I think that RICO case is outrageous. I think what it's done to the lawyers is outrageous. You can't even defend your clients anymore without risk of this. But also, if you look at this in the political context, this looks like a pile-on. I mean, it just looks like a pile-on.
It really does. And it appears, I mean, what they're trying to do is twofold. One, distract his ability to run a campaign, because some of these he has to actually be there and present through these trials. And then two, so keep him off the campaign trail and keep the stories in the news about him being, you know, a criminal or potentially a criminal. Instead of saying, let the American people, they know all this information, they know you brought all these indictments, they know that you believe he's done all these bad things, how about let the people vote and then handle this after that? Especially when you're talking about Republicans choosing their nominee. Because in America, in this cycle, there are two parties that are strong, and one of those two parties' nominee will be the president of the United States. And he is far in the lead right now of getting the Republican Party nomination. But they, again, you look at Jack Smith doing it 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. 2 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. And now in D.C., they want it a day before Super Tuesday.
Let's take Steve.
If that's not election interference,
I don't know what
by
is.
Our legal system, I don't know what else.
How can they not be looking at the dates? They are.
No, I'm telling you right now, these are not stupid people. This is all intentionally done to bring down Donald Trump. Our judiciary is starting to look, unfortunately, a lot like the seventh floor at the FBI, Dad. I mean, that's a sad day for America, because it isn't equal justice under law anymore. And there are a two-tiered system of justice. And that's what makes us look, the world is laughing and mocking us. Because we always go around the world and say, you really want to put... Our legal system was the premier system of the world. It really was.
Yes.
Today, they're laughing.
No, they are. Let's talk to Steve in Pennsylvania on line 3. Hi, Steve.
Gentlemen, I have a humble prediction. 2020, Joe Biden campaign from the basement. 2024, Donald Trump campaigns from the courtroom. I believe the turnout is going to blow the minds of the people that think they're going to try to keep him down. That's my humble prediction.
You may be right. I mean, it's hard to predict. You may be right, but I think it's putting him in an unfair he's in an unfair disadvantage, and I think it gives the Biden administration an advantage. We're talking about also that there's been communications between the special counsel's office directly to the White House counsel's office. That is not appropriate. So that's something. Now we've got trial dates being set that happen to coincide exactly with Super Tuesday. The day after the trial starts is Super Tuesday. So, and by the way, they're going to require him to be in court. You're the defendant. You have to be in court. So all of this looks outrageous. And folks, this goes exactly to our life and liberty drive, because, and I've said this before, if you lose the underpinnings of due process and fairness, you have no liberty. If you can't maintain your constitutional republic, you have no liberty. So as we talk about the last 3 days in our life and liberty drive, where your gifts are doubled, we really need your support. And these are the big 3 days. And we can't fight these issues that you care about without you being involved. And look, I'm looking at right now on these trials, depending on when Jordan and I were talking about this late last night, depending on which venue has it, which court has it, we may need to be filing briefs in these cases on the constitutional issues, of which there could be many. Because, again, if we want to defend a constitutional republic, you better start keeping your constitutional republic. So that's what we're looking at, all of that right now. Whether it's defending Israel, whether it's defending the fair administration of justice and getting rid of this two-tiered justice system, whether it's defending religious liberty and students' rights, the ACLJ is there. We are battling the Biden administration in multiple cases. We're in court on a case involving Israel this week. We're fighting the Biden administration, and we may be, I suspect, depending on how these orders come out today, be filing briefs in these cases as the ACLJ as well.
Yeah, your support will also fund the ACLJ's fight for religious liberty. Kids are being silenced from sharing their faith. You help us fight back against the radical left's attack on faith. This is the final week of our Life and Liberty Drive. Your donations are crucial. Donate today. Your gifts will be doubled at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, fighting for the liberty and life of our country. All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of calls have come in about, again, now the four major cases we expected to be filed against Donald Trump have been filed. So first in New York, then two out of D.C., and then with Jack Smith, and then now in Georgia as well.
But we've got trial dates that are absurd, including the day before Super Tuesday. Now, the judge rejected the January 2nd approach of Jack Smith, which is what he wanted. And then the Trump campaign wanted it after the election, which I think would have made more sense. But why not do it in, if you're going to do that, just pick it, do it in August or in April or something. But don't do it the day before Super Tuesday if you don't want it to look like election interference, which this order looks like election interference. And I hope lawyers are calling this out for what it is. And as we are here to pretend protect and defend the Constitution, boy, this is a direct attack on the Constitution. Let's go right to the phone.
And don't forget, Jack Smith wants the trial to begin on January 2nd in D.C.
But that's the one that's been moved to March 4th. Fifth.
Is that the March one or is
yes.
that the
no.
other Delaware one?
No.
Okay. Just making sure because there's four of these. All right. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Henry in California on line 5. Hey, Henry.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Okay. Isn't it a perfect example of this fact that they set this up on the day before Super Tuesday, the final grand example of exculpatory evidence for Donald J. Trump, because they've been chasing him for years with all this stuff that has been dispelled, put away, all these things would be knocked out. So isn't this really a great example for the ACLJ defend him?
Yeah, so it's not exculpatory evidence in the sense that it shows innocence of the charges, okay? It is evidence that either these courts are clueless, which they're not, or they have specifically subjected the leading candidate of the Republican Party to unbelievable election interference, now sanctioned by a federal court. That's the problem here. That's the difficulty here. That's the outrage here. That's what puts your constitutional republic at risk. And as we're talking about our life and liberty drive, let me tell you, so if you're worried about liberty, if your country, if your government can't operate in an efficient way and not put its thumb on the scale, well, then you have no liberty. And that's really what's at stake here. So we're looking at at the American Center for Law and Justice, we address constitutional issues. We discussed last night engaging those. We may need to be doing that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this too, and there are some benefits to President Trump, but I think the ultimate here is that they believe if they can make him look like a criminal, even if he's ultimately vindicated in all of these cases, they want to make him look like a criminal as people are voting. They want to impact not just the general election. Do you realize they want to impact the primaries, too. I mean, they want to, again, they want to make it feel like it's chaotic when it's around Donald Trump. But they are the ones that started the chaos. If you notice, he goes back to the campaign trail and talks about issues affecting the country. They are the ones focused on trying to make him the chaos candidate once again. Interesting, though, when this indictment came down last week, that evening, Donald Trump raised $7.1 million over a 24-hour period. That was a record-setting number. Over a 24-hour period, he raised almost $20 million. So certainly the Republican base is not responding negatively to these indictments of President Trump. Now, what we have to look at that, of course, is not so much the base. He's got them. It's clear. It's the middle of the road voters.
But it also, but here's what I'm concerned about.
It's just danger.
It sends such a terrible signal that our courts are now cooperating in a process which looks like it's designed to eliminate a candidate for public office. It's what they do in Venezuela, not what they do in the United States. So we're going to take your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me ask you this question. We think there's going to be significant constitutional issues. This removal one may become one of them. This date may become one, too. We've got to look at that legally. Do you want the ACLJ to file in these cases? We want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. We're looking at it right now. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, right back to the phones.
We're going to Chris?
Yeah, Chris got a good call from Nevada Online 1. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Can't Jack Smith be conflicted out or disqualified from meeting with the White House?
So Jack Smith himself was not there, but Jay Bratt was, who is his number one national security lawyer.
Yeah, let's read through this, people. So according to records that have been obtained from the White House visitor's log, on March 31st, Jay Bratt, who is one of Jack Smith's top aides, had a meeting in the White House with Carolyn Saba, who was the deputy chief of staff for the White House counsel's office. An FBI agent was also in that meeting. This was actually the second time that we know of that Bratt met with Saba. He met with her for the first time in November of 2021 while Trump was in talks with the National Archives over records kept at Mar-a-Lago. So you've got direct White House meetings. As you said, Dad, the appropriate way to approach this, if you had issues you were going to come across that the White House counsel's office, the Biden White House counsel's office might object to, instead of just going in there and making it look like you are planning and scheming, you'd go about it through the correct mechanism, and this was not.
No, and the mechanism is clear, and that is if there's a question that the special counsel has, he's a Department of Justice employee, he would go to the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. It's called the DAG. The DAG runs the day-to-day operations. He would say, listen, we have this issue where we may be talking about executive privilege issues, which the White House may not like us doing because of the precedent would set. Right. Therefore, we need to communicate with the White House. And the DAG, the Rod Rosenstein of the group, would go over to the White House and discuss that with the lawyers, not the White House meeting with the special counsel's office, and at the same time saying, oh, we have nothing to do with this. None of this is passing the smell test. Let's be crystal clear. None of this is passing the smell test. Nothing. Not the meetings that they had over at the White House with the special counsel, not the trial judge setting up a hearing to start the day before the Super Tuesday. None of this is passing the smell test. Zero. And this is this to me looks like election interference. Of course, under their theory, even saying that might expose you to liability because right. No longer can you petition your government for a redress of a grievance, apparently, according to this new regime.
Yeah. Folks, we want to continue to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break, second half hour coming up in the broadcast, so stay with us. We got a lot of phone lines, and Rick Rennell's going to be joining us. He can take your phone calls as well, so we'll keep Rick in there for that. So don't worry about that. Just because Rick's coming on, don't drop. Stay on. He likes taking your calls as well. I just want to remind you, we are in the final 3 days of our Life and Liberty drive. The deadline is just 3 days away, and we cannot fight for the issues you care about without your support, without your financial support. All donations that you make are doubled. Please give today to keep us in the fight. How do your donations work? Let me explain. They directly help us defend Israel. Right now, Biden refuses to defend Israel from jihadist attacks. There's even more news there we haven't gotten to yet, which could be our last line of defense as well. It's our first line of defense in the United States. We're battling Biden and terrorist sympathizers in federal court next week. You're also funding the ACLJ's fight for religious liberties and kids being silenced because of their faith. Help us fight back against the radical left's attack on faith. The final week of our Life and Liberty drive, the final 3 days, your donations are crucial. We're fighting the unlimited resources of the Biden administration. Give today. Help save Israel and protect the religious liberty of our children. Do that at aclj.org. Click and be part of the Life and Liberty Drive. Your gifts will be doubled. We'll be right back with the second half hour of Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've talked about these trial dates. I mean, which, Dad, just it just seems like...
Well, it seems like the court's in on it. I mean, that's the problem. This is not, this is not coincidence. To the judge. But you pick the date before the day before the Super Tuesday? I mean, is this absurd? It's not like this is, you know, you're not just trying a citizen here. You're trying a citizen who's happened to be the leading candidate for the Republican Party for the presidency of the United
States. Commander-in-Chief.
And their biggest day of campaigning is that week, and you're starting the trial then. Not the 2 weeks later when it wouldn't matter as much. That, to me, is what's so absurd about all of this.
These are Washington, D.C. judges who know exactly what's going on. They're the most involved in politics. They take the most politically charged cases out of Washington, D.C., so they know Super Tuesday. They know the dates. They've got their team. It's, again, it's one thing when you talk about the DOJ being just totally out of control when it comes to the politicized DOJ, the politicized FBI. But my gosh, when you get a politicized judicial system, we're in a dangerous, dangerous spot in the United States of America.
Yeah, we're in our Life and Liberty Drive, and I'm going to tell you right now, the fight for liberty, you're looking at the most significant attack on liberty in U.S. history. I mean, that's how bad this is. When you start criminalizing the lawyers and saying legal advocacy is violating the RICO statutes and trials start the day before the biggest day of elections in the primaries. All of that, when you put it together, does not bode well for our constitutional republic. Let's go right back to our phones. By the way, if you're watching on any of our social media, we encourage you to share this feed with your friends. A lot of you are. Let's go ahead and take Jeff's call from North Carolina. He is on line three. Jeff.
Okay, guys, so my question is, let's play this through. So let's say Trump wins.
Okay.
He's in the White House. Can he then hire get his own special counsel to bring suit and indictment against Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, even the judges that are picking these dates?
I understand the concern. The Department of Justice, the Attorney General can appoint a special counsel, yes, and of course the President could too. He's the commander. But you'd have to have allegations of criminal conduct. It's not just bad policy, or it looks like. It'd have to be real criminal conduct. Now, does this rise to it? I'm not in the position to say that yet, because this is just happening right now as we're on the air. So I'm not seeing a lot of the commentary. For instance, do we know what's going on in Georgia right now? Supposedly the orders being, the motions have been argued, everything's been finished, and they're expecting a decision like any minute. What's the status there?
All I know right now is that the arraignment is set for September 5th.
That's the arraignment issue, I know. I'm talking about the motion to move it to federal court. That is being argued right now, and supposedly, y'all need to check. There's moving parts, folks. That's what we're telling you. So Jeff, to your question, it's going to depend on how all this shakes out. And there's a lot to shake out. But let me tell you what has to shake out here. And that is, we at the American Center for Law and Justice, as your voice, can make a huge difference. We have for four decades. Now we have the opportunity to literally defend our republic. Jordan and I have done that on the floor of the United States Senate, in special counsel probes, at the Supreme Court of the United States, in international tribunals. But this is an attack like none other. I've never seen one like this.
No, I think, again, when you see bad actors at the FBI, you see bad actors at the DOJ, but then when you start adding in another branch of government, the judicial branch, which looks like they are tied hand in hand. And by the way, you got more moves by the executive branch as these meetings at the White House instead of going through the proper chain of command. It all reeks of a political persecution or prosecution, if you want to call it that. And that's very Banana Republic-like. From Dad, the ridiculous mugshot,
yes,
which, again, President Trump was able to utilize a massive fundraising over. But, you know, if you're the world, you're laughing. Because Donald Trump, his whole idea, and if he does make it back into office, was, I'm this tough guy, I'm not scared of anything. So maybe that does put some fear into the other world leaders. But at the moment, you know what it does? It embarrasses the America. Embarrasses the United States of America.
This is horribly embarrassing. I just got a text from a colleague who said, this is unbelievable that they would do this. And it really reeks of impropriety. Wake up, America, on this thing, okay? And courts, think about what you're doing when you put these orders in place. We'll take your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. Life and Liberty Drive, ACLJ.
Secular. We're joined by Rick Rinnell. Rick, I want to go right to this because we've got a couple of issues, and it's becoming more and more absurd. The proposed trial dates. You know, we've got now a proposed trial date out of Washington, D.C. for March 4th. That's the day before Super Tuesday, Rick. You know, I knew that there were some issues in the Department of Justice, obviously, and the FBI inside the executive branch with being overly politicized, but now I'm seeing the judiciary enacting its own two-tiered system of justice. And there's no way, Rick, that this was coincidental. This is a D.C.-based judge. They're the most in line. They're the most inclined to follow politics. They have the most politically charged cases come to them. To schedule his case the day before Super Tuesday is like a move from the Democrat Party.
Yeah, look, the prosecution here took 22 months to come up with their case. It makes sense, and it's only fair, that Donald Trump would get 22 months at least to go through the tens of millions of documents that the government has produced. The government has, unlimited lawyers, unlimited funds, and they had unlimited time. And remember, I feel free to say this. I testified to the grand jury because I was hauled in, even though they knew, what my position was. And within minutes of me testifying, before I left the courthouse, the entirety of my interview was up on CNN.com. It proved to me then that this was a total political witch hunt, that they were using politics and the media to just do everything they could to stop Donald Trump from running because they don't want him to come back to Washington, D.C. And now we see this sham yet again. And I'm tired of politicians who just go on TV and complain. We elected House Republicans to the majority so that they could do something, Jordan, not talk about it, not complain, not wring their hands. They got to do something.
You know, Rick, what's got me very concerned here is it's one thing with the Department of Justice operating under a two-tier justice system. That's bad enough. And it's bad. And we're in court on fighting on those issues every day. But when you have the court, in this particular case, Judge Chunkin, who decides of all the dates to pick for the trial to begin, let's pick the day before Super Tuesday. You want to call out election interference? And this is, to me, outrageous. I'm getting emails and text messages from my colleagues, lawyers that I worked with when we defended the former president, and they are outraged. And I'm sure John Lauro is outraged, and they'll file motions for reconsideration. But the idea that this case would go to trial the day before Super Tuesday is absurd. Do it 2 weeks later. It still would be interference in a sense, but not as bad as Super Tuesday, for goodness sake. But no. The Justice Department is showing its hands, and they're meeting with the Biden White House, which, could you imagine if we would have allowed that? There's no way. And the appropriate channel, Rick, for that communication between the special counsel and the White House would have been through the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the DAG. If there was an issue that could have raised a constitutional privilege issue, which is what we're assuming it was about, hey, we may seek to narrow executive privilege here, which could affect you. Should not be a conversation between the White House counsel and the special counsel. It should be the White House counsel and the DAG.
I know it's like Groundhog Day for us when we say, where's the media? But the reason why they're getting away with this, the reason why Joe Biden is sending out fundraising emails moments after Donald Trump is indicted, the reason why they're literally dancing and working with DOJ and meeting with the White House is because it is totally political and they can get away with it, that the media doesn't care. Again, I go back to the fact I'm not a lawyer. And thank God we got good lawyers at ACLJ to understand this. But from just a normal person, when the government takes 22 months and yet they want to schedule Donald Trump in less than a year, less than 12, you took 22 months to put your case together and Donald Trump just gets the information, took him 2 days to download all of the information into a computer, and now you want to jam him through in less than a year? That, I'm sorry, that's election interference. You are rushing this to make sure that he doesn't run. And let me finish
that way. I mean, I don't know what you can call it. It sure looks that way. Let's go ahead and take some calls, Rick. A lot of people want to talk to us. 1-800-684-3110.
Veronica has been holding on, so I want to answer her question, Washington State. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, I'm Veronica Moore from the lawless state of Washington. And I'm just one of millions that love our republic and want to see it continue. And we just applaud you for your courage to stand up for our republic. My question is, what does the law say about selecting dates? And my next question is, there are millions of us that love our country, and we support you financially. And is there another way that we can support you where we can let them, like, yeah, Georgia and let them know that they're corrupt?
Well, there's a couple. Let me answer your questions about the court dates. Judges set the court dates, but it's supposed to be in the context, as Rick was just pointing out, to due process for the defendant who is presumed innocent, and it shouldn't interfere with an election. So they're going to have to make motions to clarify to move all that forward. The second thing you asked is what else can you do? Well, let me tell you one thing. We sent out yesterday an updated prayer guide that we've issued for the ACLJ. Let's put that up on the screen. If we could do that right now, please. And that is our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive Prayer Guide, second edition. So we've got a brand new edition of this prayer drive up. I think it's 35 or 40,000 people have already gotten this. And we want to offer that to you. And that gives you specific things to pray for our country every day. Then, if we end up filing briefs in these cases, you can participate because we'll form committees that will sign on to the briefs on the constitutional issues that'll be raised in these cases. So there'll be a lot to do. But, Rick, the frustration of the American people here is palpable. We're hearing it on the phones right now.
Yeah, and I think the frustration, because they just don't know what to do, because everybody's so outraged, and you wake up the next day and it gets more outrageous. And so I love the fact that we can find a way to understand that God is in control. Let's figure out a way to work together, pray together. That certainly helps every single person. But I also think we have to get up and do something. You have to speak out. You have to share this on social media. You have to share the work of the ACLJ. I do know that signing petitions works. When you are in government and you receive a petition from tens of thousands of people, that speaks volumes. And so the petitions that we do is also really important to share your voice. It gets carried to government policymakers and they see it.
You want to go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Warren in Idaho online too. Hey, Warren.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Thanks for taking my call. One quick thing before my comment, we're praying for you, and I
Thanks.
Encourage everybody to donate. But
thank you.
I see this as not chilling. It's angering and polarizing people, because as hard as they're coming after him, like he said, he's standing in the way of us, and they are doing everything in their power to remain in absolute power, and it needs to get stopped.
Well, you're 100% correct. And let me tell you where it is chilling, though, as the lawyers. You think about these, now then you're filing briefs and cases. We do this all the time, Supreme Court in the United States, all these other courts. Now you start thinking about it. Hey, do we want to get in the middle of this? Is this something we want to get in the middle of? Are we going to end up, you know, in one of these cases? That's what lawyers are having to think now. Instead of zealously defending your client, that's the problem. Rick, last comment here. We are fighting for the survival of our constitutional republic.
Look, there's no question. I tweeted this out earlier, and it's really heavy on my heart. I've worked at the State Department for 12 years, and when we see election interference, when we see a ruling party working with the media to shut down the opponent through the legal process, through the media, through tossing them off the ballot, the State Department has been at the forefront of calling out that dictatorial tactic. We are now having a Secretary of State who's participating in election interference. This is a moral outrage, and I do believe that these people will be thrown out of office and that moral clarity will return to the State Department and to the U.S. government. I don't know when, but I believe it will happen.
All right, folks, we've got another segment coming up. It was great to have Rick Rennell as part of our team at the ACLJ with his analysis. We'll take more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110. There's one phone line open right now, 1-800-684-3110. We're in the final 3 days of our Life and Liberty Drive. We need you to stand with us, be part of that Life and Liberty Drive. Contribute online at aclj.org. Your gifts will be doubled. It is how we not only continue the fight, but expand the ability to fight in more cases, in more policies, on behalf of you, the American people, and our supporters. Go to aclj.org right now. Be part of the Life and Liberty A Drive campaign. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Secul. We are taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we do have folks who are opposed.
Yeah,
I'd like to take an opposing call. Mike in New York on line one.
Free country.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes, I'm. Okay. How you doing, Mr. Secular?
We're great.
I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for years. We had a big meeting with Donald Trump years ago before he was president. Now I'm gonna be honest with you. I've been a Republican all my life, but I know Donald Trump before he was president. All right. Now from back when the Central Park Five cases. Now let's be for real. Our God says he ordains all powers that are. Okay, that's ordained by God. But well, there was not any bad things done in that election. It was a fair election. He lost. As far as it's concerned, he's just being held accountable for his criminal activities. So why don't everybody?
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you believe that you're presumed innocent? That in the United States, that everybody accused of a crime is presumed innocent until found guilty beyond reasonable doubt?
Well, I was in law enforcement before, too. But
I'm asking, Pastor, it's a fair question, though. Do you believe a person's presumed innocent before they're found, unless found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt?
Yes, but...
Okay, well, that's the constitutional framework. And you believe, I'm sure, Pastor, in good faith, you believe that everybody's entitled to due process under the law.
Of course, we get
okay,
that.
Do you think it's fair, then, that a person that's running for office, who's right now the leading candidate, has to go to trial of all the dates they could pick the day before the biggest primary dates in the election calendar? Do you think that's due process and fair?
That's how the cookie crumbles.
No, that's not how the cookie crumbles.
By the way, what did he do illegal? I would like to know from you. What was his illegal acts, in your opinion?
Of another epidermis of skin, it would be the same thing.
What did he do illegal, Mike? You said he's a criminal. What did he do illegal? You were a cop. Name some crimes.
The telephone calls, all that what happened in
January. It's not even in the case. The telephone call isn't part of the case. Next question. What did he do illegal, Mike? Oh, he dropped. Because he didn't do anything illegal.
No, but see, but here's the problem.
Speech is not illegal.
Folks, if we start assuming you're presumed guilty.
Oh, my God.
And if you presume that you are not entitled to due process under the law, it's a pretty scary day in America.
Yeah.
This, again, you want to keep a constitutional republic. Franklin said, it's a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
See, this is how the other side thinks. He's guilty. There is no innocent until proven guilty. What are the crimes? The phone call that didn't get put in any of the cases?
No.
What are the crimes? And he hangs up the phone because they can't name them. You know why? These are made up crimes.
Yes.
I'd love to have him explain to me how RICO works in a federal election process at the state level. That's fairly complicated. How state
I would
DA
say more than fairly complicated. I'm waiting to see what these judges says
on a federal election case.
I'm hearing that there's been some ruling in Georgia, but we're seeing no. So okay, that the federal judge in that case may have issued an order. All right, let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110. Lee in Maryland, online four. Hey, Lee.
I'll be quick. We know that there are three branches of government. Congress passes laws. They hold the purse strings. Executive branch has overall control of federal agencies. My question is, constitutionally, the Supreme Court is the head of the judicial system. What powers do they have to preeminently step into situations like this where there's such grievous malfeasance on the parts of judges and prosecutors?
So they cannot do it on their own motion. So the way it works is to obtain jurisdiction from the Supreme Court, the lawyers representing the president would have to file motions generally with the court of district court or the state court system. Then the highest court in the state, which would be their Georgia Supreme Court or the New York Court of Appeals, is actually the highest court in there, and then go to the Supreme Court. In the federal system, they go district court, court of appeals, Supreme Court. I expect there'll be a lot of those kind of motions moving pretty quickly here. We may find out one even today or tomorrow. And that's moving. Those will move quickly. And those are the ones we probably, as the ACLJ, will have to engage in on the constitutional issues, because that then affects the elections for generations. Let's grab another phone call.
All right, right back to the phones. Oh, we go 1-800-684-3110. Carol in Texas, on line 5. Hey, Carol.
Hey, love your show.
Thanks.
Just two quick questions. I'm a lawyer. I'm just wondering, where are the bar associations speaking out, and why haven't they spoken out about all these lawyers that are being sued in these lawsuits? I know they tend to, they're liberal organizations, but I'm just wondering why.
Carol,
they
good question. But let me tell you one thing I'm encouraged about. When I look, for instance, in the Georgia situation, which got the legal community in around the country really concerned, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Liberal, Conservative, Libertarian. There, if you look at the lawyers that are representing the defendants, they cover the swath, Jordan, of political affiliations. Yeah. You got some people that were affiliated with the ACLU. You got some people that were affiliated with the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. So this case in Georgia, the outrage of this case, I think has sparked, Carol, what you're concerned about. Now, the ABA hasn't said anything.
They're not going to be friendly.
But I think lawyers realize the risk of going after the lawyers impacts your ability to practice law, and I think that's why that's happening.
Yep. All right. 1-800-684-3110. We'll go to Heidi in Texas on line 2.
Hello. I wanted to say, first of all, that during all the matching challenges, I make sure to donate. I don't have a lot to give, but I know the power of my money has doubled during
Absolutely.
These months. So
we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course. Also, my question is, if Trump is convicted under Georgia state law, can he pardon himself, or only for federal charges?
Yeah, so the pardon power, it really goes to federal offenses. The question will then be, but here's where it can get really complicated, Heidi. What if the case is then moved to federal court? It's still a state offense, but it's been adjudicated by a federal court, and the federal court is the Article 3 branch of the federal government. These raise fascinating issues. We're not there yet because A, he's not president. B, he hasn't been convicted. But all of those issues are going to be real. They're not. Nobody knows for sure. Do we have time for one more? We need one more quickly here.
Yep. Hey, Joe in New York, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my question, guys.
Yep.
I was just wondering, how can the Biden administration declare they don't get involved in legal matters of the DOJ when Jack Smith, number one, met at the White House instead of going to the DAG?
Good question, because you can't. Because if you said you don't meet with them and you're not involved, you're not involved. But they are, okay? So we now know what this is. And now when we put it all together, we really understand what it is. And this is going to the core of our constitutional republic. And this is where, folks, you come in. We have 3 days left till our matching program within our Life and Liberty Drive is completed. It's just 3 days. We cannot fight for the issues you care about without your support. And a lot of these issues we've talked about today, I think, are going to come up in the proceedings we're going to file briefs on. All the donations that you make during this Life and Liberty Drive are doubled. We encourage you to give today to keep us in this fight. How do your donations work? They will directly help us defend Israel. We are in court on Israel this next week. The Biden administration's no help there. We're standing strong with our ally Israel. We've done that in federal court. We've done that in international tribunals. Your support will also fund our work, Jordan, for religious liberty. Kids are being silenced for sharing their faith. Help us fight back against the radical left's attack on this. That's why we need you in these last few days of our Life and Liberty Drive.
We do. Right now, the U.S. government is trying to prevent a deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia, saying, Israel, you can't make that deal with Saudi Arabia until you do more concession for the Palestinians. That's not Saudi Arabia asking for that. That's the United States putting itself in the way of what would be a historic peace deal. That's why we must fight back with our Life and Liberty Drive. Donate today, ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.